Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Beishlosha b'mar cheshvon shu'alan esa gishamim. On the third of the month of Cheshvon, we ask for rain. So what does this mean? We had mentioned in the previous Mishnah that Mashav Ruach Amorad HaGeshem, that we say in Atagibar, is mentioning God's praise that he has the power to bring down water, bring down rain. And then the same Tal Matal of Racha was not really a mention of his praise, but more of a request of asking Hashem for the rain. And we discussed, when do we say B'tzein Tal Matal of Racha in davening? So now Mishnah Gimel is going to address this. On the third of Cheshvan is when we institute the phrase the same tower Matal Bracha in Baruch Aleinu to ask to make a request for rain. Okay, you just want to ask right. Lefishe b'yomza on this day matchila onas hageshem harishon be'eretz Yisrael. The first ona, the first cycle of rain begins in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they would start asking for it in Shmona Esrei on the third of Cheshvan. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Gamliel says, no, B'shiva Bo. It's the seventh of Cheshvan that they begin instituting the phrase of Hesein Tal Umatar in Baruch Leinu and Shmona Esrei. And this is Chamisha Asa Yom Achar Chag, which is 15 days after Sukkot. G'day in order, Shigia Achron Shabbi Yisrael, in order that the last one of Klal Yisrael, meaning what it means is like this. Klal Yisrael used to go up to Yerushalayim to be Ola Regal, to go up to the Temple Mount of the Beis Hamikdash on Pesach, on Shavuos, and Sukkot, on high holidays, right? Sha'ala Ola Regal, they would go up to the Beis Hamikdash, to Yerushalayim, and they would wait there until the Chag was over. So the last person to leave the Beis Hamikdash, okay, so we wait, so in Chamisha Asayom, we wait 15 days after Sukkot, because the last one that would leave the Beis Hamikdash after Sukkot, he would reach Lanahar Paras, to the river of Paras. Hainu Lagvul, this is the border of Syria. Harochok B'yotim Yerushalayim, which is the furthest from Yerushalayim. Meaning, if the last person Yerushalayim left after Sukkot, how long would it take for him to get to the river? By the border, by Syria, which is the biggest distance from Yerushalayim. So it would take about 15 days, right? So therefore we wait till 15 days after the Chag, which ends up being the 7th of Cheshvan, in order that travelers should not be held up by rain coming down from the heavens, because all of Klal Yisrael is davening for the rain. So we wait for them to get all the way to the river, and then once they're over there, then we start davening for the rain, this way they don't get held up in their travels. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, and the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel, and they bring down over here that one of these words said, this is all in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel. But everywhere else, okay, we begin saying V'tzein Tal Matar 60 days after the Tekufa of Tishrei. And for all practical purposes, if you look in the art scroll, that's going to end up being by the Mar of Prayer. Okay, let's see over here. On December 4th or 5th, in the Mar of Prayer, that's when we would begin saying it up until Pesach. Okay, and that's it for Mishnah Gimel. Moving right along to Mishnah Daled. Higia Shiva Ansar Vimar Cheshvan. If the 17th of Cheshvan comes, Shuzman Ha'achron, it's the last cycle, the last time of the Ona of Geshem, at the time of the first quarter of rain that should be falling in Yerushalayim. Shuzman Ha'achron Shal Ona Sageshem HaRishon. Yep, it's the last time of the first quarter of rain that should be falling in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. Shekein Shlosha Zmanim, hey, there are three times, but onas hageshem when it should be raining, okay, in the first quarter. This is according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, which is the third of Cheshvan, the seventh of Cheshvan, and the 17th of Cheshvan. So according to Rabbi Meir, in the first cycle of water, rain that should be coming down from the heavens, there's three times. The third, the seventh, and the 17th of Cheshvan. And if all three times pass, and there's still no rain, v'lo yordu gishamim, and rain still didn't fall down in Eretz Yisrael, hitchilu hayechidim. So then the yechidim, the individuals, is referring to the Talmidei Chachamim, the Torah scholars. Misa'anin, they start fasting. Shalosh taniyos, three fasts. So here we have the first mentioning of the fasts. On Monday and Thursday and Monday, which is called Bahab, Beis Hei Beis, 252, meaning Monday, Thursday, Monday. And they start fasting to pray to God that the rain should come. It's already, it's the end of the first quarter, we haven't seen the rain yet. They can eat and drink at night, meaning they're permitted to eat and drink at night, right? They can eat the whole night, right, before the fast. And in the morning, they fast, right, up until Alos HaShachar, So for example, on Sunday night they could eat up until Alos HaShachar, and then from there in the morning they fast the whole day. Okay? And that followed, that'd be, you know, Sunday night up until Monday, they could eat the whole night, and then Monday morning they fast. Wednesday night they could eat up until Thursday, and then Thursday they fast the whole day. Now, when is this said? This is all said that when the person didn't go to sleep yet. Okay? But once he went to sleep, and he slept a real sleep, a shenas keva, in a bed, he went to sleep. So if he wakes up in the middle of the night, he can't eat now. Even though it's not Monday yet or Thursday yet. Unless he made a tanai, a condition before he went to bed, that if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll be able to eat. So that's important to keep in mind. If they just go to bed and wake up in the middle of the night, they can't eat anymore. It's as if the fast has begun. But if they say, hey, I might wake up in the middle of the night, then up until the morning, of course, they can eat, even though they went to bed. When we turn to melacha, and they could work, meaning they could, you know, they could do the typical work which is prohibited on Shabbos, they could do it, you know, on these days, on Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Uber rechitza, they could bathe. Uber sicha, they could rub oils on themselves. Uber ilas a sandal, they could wear leather shoes. Uber tashu shamita, they could have marital relations. Meaning, normally when we're fasting, like a Yom Kippur or a Tisha B'Av, so these kind of halachos are in place where we don't bathe, we don't do work. Well, not Tisha B'Av, but let's just say Yom Kippur, for example. Yom Kippur, right? It's like as stringent as Shabbos, where we don't do work, we don't bathe, we don't rub oils on ourselves, we don't wear leather shoes, and we don't have marital relations. So don't think that these fasts are that strict. Rather, all these five components would be permitted. Work, bathing, anointing with oil, wearing leather shoes, and marital relations is all permitted. Except, of course, that they're fasting in order to plead to God that the rain should come. All right, we'll hold it here for Mishnah Daled.